moving. My counterpart in the East Bay from the Alameda Building Trades Council, Barry Lubavisky.
Hey, Barry.
All right.
Having different mics here. We know why we're here today. It's working people that pay for the war with our lives, with the lives of our sons and daughters. We pay for it every day when they take the taxes out of our paychecks, when we see no raises. We pay for it with the Social Security proposals to ruin our Social Security. This is as much an economic war as it is a war of attrition against our rights as working people. We all know about privatization of Social Security. Some of us know that they've been planning that with think tanks like the Cato Institute for the last 10 years. But that's not the only attack we're facing. Rollbacks on overtime last year, 6 million workers, government workers losing their overtime. Homeland Security used as an excuse to take away the rights of workers to organize and be represented by unions. An economy where Bush says we're gaining jobs, and the reality is a 500,000 jobs have been lost in the private sector since 2001. 2.8 million manufacturing jobs lost since Bush took office. Now, when you stop to look at the numbers, how do you lose 2.8 million manufacturing jobs and only have a total loss of a 500,000 jobs in the private sector? Because our jobs are being supplanted with Walmart jobs. And so if we lose a manufacturing job and somebody goes to work for minimum wage and it's a Walmart job, then it's a zero-sum game on that as far as the government concerns. So in reality, the loss of jobs is far greater than a 500,000 or 2.8 million. It's our loss of our standards and our wage standards. We see now at the federal level minimum wage that has not been increased in the last 8 years, and who in this group believes that it's going to be increased until Bush is out of office? So we have a frontal and a full-scale attack on everything that we believe in and everything we've fought for over the years. What is the $156 billion? That doesn't include the $82 billion that just passed the House that's on its way to the Senate. But what does the $156 billion really represent in the lives of working people? Let me give you some interesting statistics. 20 million children in Head Start funded for a year. 94 million children with health insurance. 2.7 million teachers, new teachers hired into our school system. 2.7 million. 7.6 million four-year university scholarships for our children. It says on here, statistics, 1.4 million housing units. Now that's a statistic if you're talking about buying a house. Multiply that and quadruple that if you take that same money and talk about affordable housing, talk about loan programs, affordable housing for the poor and the working poor and other programs. This money is taken out of our tax dollars. It's time we stand up and we talk about what the real cost of the war is. Now, having noted that, we cannot forget, nor will we forget, that it's our sons and daughters that are dying over there. They're dying now by the hundreds, and they're starting to die by the thousands. 1,500 dead and growing. That doesn't include the thousands that come back without limbs. That doesn't include the 1 in 6 that's over there that comes back traumatized, unable to go to work, unable to resume a normal life and have their lives ruined. This is why we're here today. This is truly an assault against working people. The Bush administration gets it, as they always have. They're going after our unions. We've got a message for them. They're not going to defeat us. They're not going to defeat our unions. We're here today. This isn't the end. This is the beginning.
All right. Thank you, Barry. I see some more unions in the House other than the ones that Sharon has already named. I see the Glazers in the House.
Yay!
And I know that I want to thank the Carpenters are in the House also.
Yay!
And I want to make a particular thank you to IATSE Local 16 for setting up our sound system here today.
Yay!
And do I see some AFT in the House here?
Yes.
Okay.
CNA.
CNA in the House. All right. Our next speaker is a real leader in the war movement right now. She has just been elected as one of the five co-conveners of United States Labor Against the War. She's a vice president with SEIU Local 790. She's very active in so many of the different activities that labor is participating in. It is with pleasure that I introduce to you Maria Guillon with SEIU 790.
Hey, Maria. Yeah. All right, Maria. Yeah.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for being here today. This isn't the day, the weather that we ordered, but then again, we didn't order this war either, did we?
No.
As a co-convener for U.S. Law, I am proud to stand with my brothers and sisters from throughout labor. Unions that will stand up for what is right and will march, even on a day when there is little light, so that we can demonstrate our solidarity and bring about peace. I thank my own union, SEIU 790, for your commitment to public service and to social justice. Therefore, we are here to protest this war and to call for the safe return of our troops back home. And when they do return, we will be committed in making sure that they get the education, the health care, and the jobs that they were promised in exchange for military service. Brothers and sisters, it is wrong. It is wrong when we see billions of dollars being allocated to this war on terrorism, and we can't raise minimum wage for our workers. It is wrong when we say that we want to bring democracy to another country while we shamelessly rob citizens in our own country of their liberty and freedom and create a Patriot 1 and 2 as if they were creating movie sequels. It is altogether wrong when we elect politicians that claim they want to bring peace about and then rationalize why they continue to feed the war machine. Many of our rank and file are not here today, and one of the goals of U.S. Law is to go out and talk with them and explain to them about this issue. And when we do, I plan to carry these words from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. when he made his last sermon at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. He said, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic, nor popular, but one must take it because it is right. To the military families that have lost so much, you are paying the ultimate cost. Today we honor those that have died, not with a flag flying at half-mast, but with the fervor of Mary Harris, Mother Jones, when she asked us all to pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living. So these lives were not lost in vain. Let's march like hell. Let's get an end to this war. Thank you.
Yeah, Maria. Maria Guillen, co-convener, U.S. Labor Against the War.
Give
one more time for Maria.
Maria.
Yeah,
Maria. Our next speaker, we know in the East Bay, he's a leader in the labor movement on both sides of the Bay, Vice President of International Federation of Professional and Technical Employees, Ron Dick.
Hello, Ron.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm from IFPTE 21, and we represent city employees. City employees, just like everybody in the municipalities, are extremely impacted by this illegal war. You know, it's a real joke. Congress can sit around and wonder why multimillionaires have injected themselves with some kind of drug to enhance performance on some stupid sport. Meanwhile, we have a war that was based on fictitious lies time and time again. You can't go any day without seeing in the paper some new bomb going off, some other people dying, and they can't debate how come we're over there. This war is impacting us on many levels in terms of the American economy. When I was a kid growing up, you had two sources of funding that impacted the cities. One was called Urban Development Action Grants, UDAG, and the other one was called Community Development Block Grants, CDBG. This money were used to facilitate programs for the poor, for working people, for union people. All of that money, all of it, is now going to Iraq. There is going to be tremendous hardships on the municipal level for any city that tries to do any program that benefits people. Folks, we have our work cut out for us, but we are part of the labor movement. The labor movement has always stood on the side of the working people and people in the communities. They want to export democracy under the threat of a bomb to a country on the other side of the world when we don't even have democracy in Bayview Hunters Point, in the Tenderloin, in the Mission, and in the Harlem. The corporate media will not tell our story. And most elected Democrats are not going to push our agenda. It is imperative for labor to run our candidates, to empower our people, to get the facts, because ABC News is not going to tell you what's really going on. NBC is not going to tell you what's really going on. Lord knows, Fox News ain't going to tell you a damn thing. We have to do it ourselves. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Ron. So true. Speaking of people who are on the side of working men and women,